Okay, we're on Beitza Daf Beis Ahmed Aleph, about 8 lines or so up. Ami Amma Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say this? Now, this is kind of a parenthetical statement over here. Rav Nachman has told us what the Pshat is in the Mishnah, and now we're just saying that it just doesn't fit in with what something else Rav Nachman said. So this is like, we're just taking a slight, in a certain sense, detour. Okay, so me, Amma Rav Nachman Hachi. Did really Rav Nachman say this? Basically, that we're going to say that Beis Shammai holds there isn't Muksa, and Beis Hillel holds there is Muksa. Vatanan, we have a Mishnah in Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim, they say, Magbin. You can lift off Me'al from upon, Ashulchan from the table, Atzamos, bones, Uklipin, and peels with your hands, which is Muksa, right? Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, they don't allow that. They say, Misalek, you have to remove Es Hatavla, like the tabletop, like one of these tabletops, you have to kind of like shake it off, cool off, all the thing, and shake it off. So you mean you can't handle the Muksa directly, you have to do Tiltum in the Tzad. Okay. That was the Mishnah. But Omar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, comments over there in Shabbos, Onu, us, Ein Lanu, we not to us, Ella, we know, we have a Kabbalah, Beis Shammai is Rebbe Yehuda. Beis Shammai is in the opinion, follows the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, who holds the Ismuksa. And Beis Hillel, Rebbe Shimon. Beis Hillel hold like Rebbe Shimon. He's saying flip the Shitas round, really. So really it should have been... Yes, the Mishnah, they got the mixed up. Really should have said, Beis Hillel says you can directly take the bones and peels with your hands. And Beis Shammai says you should shake off the tabletop and don't touch the muksa directly. No, again, we're just saying now, he's changing the Mishnah. He's flipping the sheets down. This is a quote now, right? We're just, right, from Shabbos, right? Which we know he said something in Shabbos over there. And that doesn't fit with what we said over here, because he's saying over here, he's saying Beis Shammai holds them isn't Muksa. But we know when he was learning Masecha Shabbos with the Chabura, yeah, he said it's, you know, Beis Shammai hold them is Muksa. So what's going on? Does Beis Shammai hold it is Muksa, or he hold there's not Muksa?
But this actual Mishnah, forget all, this actual Mishnah, mm-hmm. doesn't fit in with that. So he's switching that Mishnah. This Mishnah clearly says that Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel holds the Muksa, and Beis Shammai doesn't.
Yes, exactly, and he's changing that over there. Yes. So now, so the Gemara answers for Rav Nachman over here. We're saying like this: Rav Nachman would say to you, because you've put cash on him over here, yeah. Gabi Shabbos, with regards to Shabbos, the Sosam Lan Tana, the Tana was soy same Karebi Shimon. Meaning a Stam Mishnah, we normally paskin like that. So if you learn Mishnayos of Shabbos, you'll see that the Stam Mishnah over there, we pass in that there isn't Mukta. That's an which we're going to prove that now. Yeah. Mechatchin, you're allowed to cut, it's permissible to cut Esther Deluim. There's some kind of gourds or something. You cut these gourds, Lifnei Behema, before an animal. So Rashi says this is not Mukta over here. This is an Indian of Turcha. Is it right? The meaning is, even though you may think it's a problem of Turcha, we say it's permissible. We say it's not. We can. It's but it's talking about cutting things. Yeah. So it's put and this is a point we want now over here. But as an avail, you're allowed to chop up an avail. I mean, an animal that died. Yeah. Not through shechita, that you're not allowed to eat it. A human can't eat it. So you can give it lifnei kolavim. You can give it to the dogs. Right. So this is a principle. It's a machlokis. Famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if it's muchan la'odom is muchan la'kolovim. Basically, something that was designated for people. Now, something changed that a person can't eat it anymore. Now, are you allowed to give it to your dog? It's like a downgrade, right? You intended it for human food, yeah, and then something happened, so now the human can't eat it. So can you give that to your dog? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't, because he didn't have intent, he didn't have in mind for the dogs. So you can't give it, so it's muksa. But Rebbe Shimon says no. In the back of his mind, he also has the dogs. So you see over here, we allow you to give it to the dogs. That means that it's not muksa. That means it's like Rebbe Shimon. So we see over here that the Mishnah was stam, like Rebbe Shimon. So we see in Shabbos, there's no muksa.
Yeah, we know that.
So,
Shabbos, exactly. We've learned Shabbos already. So in the third parak over there, it's quite clear. We'll get into that. Okay. It's famous. No, it's famous. For some reason, that they get this. Yeah. Yeah.
So just to understand, the yes. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda, is that they don't hold whether Havara Bar Mutza generally or in this particular case?
Both. Basically, because we say this statement, if you come on, I don't know if you're going to speak about this on Monday, this needs discussion. But basically, generally, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold with Muksa. No, generally, right? But there are exceptions. Okay. So Mukim La LeBeis Hillel, we say Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Shimon, because we see in the Mishnah of Shabbos so that basically it said like Rabbi Shimon, we go like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Aval. But Gabi Yom Tov, with regards to Yom Tov, Desosam Lam Tana, that the Tana over there in the Mishnah of Yom Tov, this in Beitza, we're going to see that we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanan, we got a mission over here like this. Ein mevokain, you can't chop eitzim, wood. You want to chop up small, manageable pieces of wood for your fire, which you're allowed to light a fire in Yom Tov. Minikoros, but you can't do it from beams, chorus of beams that are set aside for building. So they're muksa. And similarly, velo minikora, or let's say you had a beam, shenishbara, that it broke, but Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. So now this beam broke on Yom Tov. So now, obviously, you can't use anything else for firewood. It's going to be used for firewood. That's what you're going to do with it. But it wasn't designated for firewood when Yom Tov, came in. So therefore, that's an issue of Muksa. And we see it's Muksa. So we see over here that that's like Rebbe Yehuda, that there is Muksa. So we see there is Muksa on Yom Tov. So Mukimla. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, we put Beis Hillel to Rebbe Yehuda. We're going to say, because Beis Hillel is the halacha. We know that But Mokum Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is not a Mishnah. We always pass in like Beis Hillel. So therefore, we always want to put the halacha with Beis Hillel. Right? And second of all, we always say the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Right? So therefore, if we ever got a Stam Mishnah, we're going to say that Stam Mishnah is like Beis Hillel. So basically, we're saying in Shabbos, when we got a Stam Mishnah that says there is a Muksa, we're going to say that's like Beis Hillel. And we've got a Stam Mishnah in Yom Tov that says there is Muksa, we're going to say that's also like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel is just... So wait a second. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Michti. Since man sosme lemasnissin, who was the person who was soisem the Mishnayos? Who basically decided not to put the name in the Mishnah, right? In order that we should pass him like that. That's Rebbe. That was, right? Rebbeinu Akadosh. Okay. Maishna, what's the difference b'Shabbos, in Shabbos, sosom lan k'Rebbe Shimon? Now he was so same k'Rebbe Shimon, which is also like Beis Hillel, and he said that in Shabbos there's no muksa. And Maishna b'Yom Tov, and what is the difference in Yom Tov? Does sosom lan k'Rebbe Yehuda? That he went like Rebbe Yehuda, basically. It's a contradiction, right? Why in one would he pass in there is muksa, and one he would pass in there's not muksa?
Not like Rebbe Nachman.
No. This actually fits in with Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said over here, Beishami hold, do not hold with Muksa.
Right.
So that means that correct. Yeah. So we understood Rav Nachman can say it, but now we're just saying, but wait a second, why would Rebbe do that? Now we're just like as a, you know, what's going on? Why does he? Yeah. So Amri. So we'll answer like this: Shabbos dechamira. People are very machmir on Shabbos. Yeah, because we know there's a lot of restrictions, and we're careful. Velo icy lezalzuli ba. People won't come to be if you give people an inch, they won't take a mile in Shabbos. Yeah, because people look, you know, it's a specific heter. Wow, you know, the rob was makeable there, but you're not going to extrapolate and say, it's only Shabbos. People don't do that. Yeah? Sosom lan k'Rebbe Shimon. So therefore, Rebbe felt we could go like Rebbe Shimon, and we could allow certain things and say it's not muksa. Yeah, de mekel, de mekel. However, Yom Tov, de keel, Yom Tov, people, it's Yom Tov. You know, Yom Tov is a little bit more loose. So over here, so v'aisi lezuli, if I'm difficult with that word today, yeah, if you're going to give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Because it's going to, oh, that's mutter, yes, Yom Tov, that's mutter, that's mutter, that's mutter. So therefore, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, decided, was sosom lon, ku Rebbe Yehuda, he decided to go like Rebbe Yehuda, to machmir, who's machmir? Okay.
So how do you answer the question, does Rabbi Nachman really hold? Does Rabbi Nachman really say the Mashama goes...
Yeah, so we answered the question like this. We said, we got a question. We've seen Shabbos that Rav Nachman says that Beis Shammai holds with Muksa. So we said, yeah, we said Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. And then we said, this is the reason.
That's only according to Rebbe.
So he's
Shimon,
going. Yeah, no.
Shimon has to be consistent.
It's true. It's true. But this is a Pesach. Exactly. Correct. This is only Rebbe Shimon is consistent, but Rebbe is passing it for Klal Yisrael. And he said the Pesach for Klal Yisrael is this: we're Mekel on Shabbos and we're Machmir on Yom Tov because people are going to give him an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Wait, but there's still a
stira. There's no
stira. Why? But Shimon held not Muksa.
Rebbe Shimon holds.
Well, Nachman changed it to Rebbe Shimon in the Mishnah and Shabbos.
He didn't. Wait, he said Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We're going to do Chazara. That's why we've got Chazara. We're going to stop here and we're going to do Chazara.